Hello. Yeah, I think I'm going to speak English because I'm not a Norwegian. And I understand. I forstår ganske mye norsk, men det er vanskelig for meg å tale i norsk. So I hope dere kommer forstå meg godt. Mm-hmm. My name is Joe. How many of you have been to Africa? Wow. Maybe you did not go to my country. I come from West Africa, a country called Ghana. Nobody has been there. Okay. That's where I come from. I was a pastor. I was a missionary. Yes. And then I came here to have a Bible school. And then I traveled to Sweden to work with the youth for a mission. And then I came back. I got married. I have 4 kids. One is studying at the university here, 23 years, 21 years, 18 years, and 16. So I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I'm a nice gentleman. Okay, today I want to share something with you. You know, the problem, when I see youth like you, I get so excited, and I get so happy. And I don't know you, but I love you so much. You know why? Because when you stand, we can stand. When you go, we can go. When you come, we can come. When you can do it, we can also do it. Because you are the target for God's glory now. I was reading a program in Chicago. There are many students, science students, are looking out. Why are they not happy? Why is God not helping them? Why people mention God and miracles are not happening? They are frustrated. Christianity said this and they want to do that. Science is saying this and they want to do that. So about 2,500 students are so frustrated, confused. But here we have wonderful, loving people like you. You want to be on the feet of Jesus to learn about Jesus. Is it not beautiful? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. It's beautiful. And I want to encourage you. This is your time. You know, from now, you got a 30, 40, 50. If you know Jesus now, you have him now. You live in him now. You move with him now. You walk with him now. You understand him now. You listen to him now. You read about him now. You come to fellowship now. You pray with him now. Oh, my goodness. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. I'm challenging you. You're going to make it. Because look, there is nothing good that Jesus cannot do. But just we don't know. We don't know. Friends, I love you so much. And I want to see more and more of you here. Come together. Pray together. Listen together. Read together. Share the word of God in the campus. Tell your friends, your colleagues, that there is Jesus in mission. Come and listen. Come and hear. Come and take him. And your life will never be the same. I got born again when I was 18 years. Just last week, 2 weeks, I became 56. Do I look like 56 years? No, I want to be cool, you know. I want to be cool. You know, so when I got 18, I got born again. I thought I was radical. I am happy that you understand my English because I have an African accent. But I thought I was radical. Everything was evil. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. I was condemning people until I got to Bible school and I understand the principles of God's word. And then after that, many things that I have done in the past, they begin to condemn me. I condemn myself. Things that somebody said to me when I was a kid. Those that I helped others to mock at them. Because when I was in school, I was very popular. So we had a group. And then we tried to mock at people. But that was very bad. I know God has forgiven me. But it was still condemning me. There was a lot of condemnation in my mind. I couldn't even forgive myself. Things that I did when I was 16, 17, they keep coming. Words that I said, they keep coming. Until I understood the word of God that this is not what Jesus meant. Jesus meant it good for me. So friends, I just want to tell you that you are at the right place. And the right place is Jesus. You have all that is enough. And all that is enough is Christ. So today, I know I have only 20 minutes, so I'm going to do it very quick, then I go. I have another program too. You know, today I'm going to talk to you about how do we stop condemning ourselves? Or sin. Elevou dan kambi slute of a dome or cell. There are a lot of things going on. Some of us, we sleep in our room and we've been thinking, is Jesus this real? And then sometimes when your friends tell you, your colleague in school tell, Hannah, very Christian, I think you don't get comfortable. Sometimes we even feel shy to tell people that we are Christians because they will laugh at us. Is that true? Yes, thank you very much. But all these things, they keep on. And sometimes they condemn us. You understand? Ah, how do I even tell my colleague student that I'm a Christian? No, somebody will say that he's just that Christian. That is not what it is, church. It is your belief. It is your choice. And that is what is going to live for it for the rest of your life. That's the Jesus we're talking about. So how do we stop condemning ourselves? Things that we have involved in. Jesus has forgiven us. Okay? Now, I have 4 points that we are going to look at. How do we stop condemning ourselves? Number one, we have to know that Jesus never condemned us. Jesus never condemned us. Johannes capital 3, verse 16. 13, aren't you? 13. Then I want to put everything here. Very quick and then we go. I go, sorry. You know, just look at Jesus' love. Bible says that for God so loved the world, for good else can hate father than had gay handsome and born a son, that all some scatrupo hand, scatter go what? For tap. All that believe in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And then Jesus never condemned us. That's what he says here. Oh. John chapter 3, verse 17. Johannes chapter 3, verse 13. Oh, sorry. I'm not funny, but I'll just love you. Yes. Yeah, is it there? He said, listen, so if this is what we go through, if we keep condemning ourselves, this is what Jesus is saying. And send a kiss in son to pardon for of a dumb man. Jesus never come here to them condemn you, but that the world through him might be saved, that we through Jesus might be saved. So all the things you have done in the past is gone. Jesus has forgiven you. Any thought that comes to your mind, this and that, Jesus is not condemning you. He wants to be his son. He wants to be his daughter. He wants you to follow him, and he is always there for you. There are 2 things. We have the fellowship of God, and then we have the relationship of God. Sometimes we break the fellowship, but his relationship will always be there. Jesus is always there. When only you come back to him, he receives you, he embraces you, he hugs you, and you come to be with him again. Hey.
Wow.
You're turning a row. That's how it is. That is how it is, church, friends. So, Jesus never condemned us. God did not send his son to condemn us. There's this woman in the Bible. When she was caught alive, because in the Mosaic law, it was against a woman to go after another man when you are married and this and that. So this woman was caught alive. And so they went to Jesus and said, we saw her in the act. And you are preaching. So what do you want to do about this? All of them, they had stone. And they were ready to stone this woman to death. So they came to Jesus. Jesus, we need your endorsement. If it is right for us to stone this woman because she did what is evil. Do you understand my English? Thank you very much. And then Jesus asked them, how many of you without sin first threw your stone? How many of you? And nobody could throw any stone. And they left. And Jesus was asking the woman, where are your accusers? Where are those who said you are not worthy? Where are those who said you cannot make it? Where are those who said that you are nothing? Where are those who said that there's nothing good will come from you? What are those who said this and that? Where are they? If nobody can accuse you or condemn you, neither do I. Go and sin no more. How hard it is, church, friends, how hard it is to put yourself in a cage that I'm nothing, I don't worth it, I cannot do it, I am shy. Of course, it's okay to be shy. There's no problem with that. I am shy, I cannot do it. No. Go ask Lena. Katrina, can you do it? No, ask Lena. Because you are so nervous, you cannot do it. And, you know, this thing puts you in a cage that you cannot come out, and they keep condemning you. But Jesus is telling this woman, if nobody condemns you, neither do I condemn you. Because that was not my mission. I did not come to condemn the world, but the world through me might be saved and have a savior. Now, can do settle them for. Johannes kapitel 15, vers 13. I just want us to see how Jesus loves us so much. Are they there? Okay. Just read it and understand it yourself, my friends. So what is your fear? What is my fear? What is my worry? What is my concern? If this is there for me, look at the greater love that God has sent for his children, that nobody can ever do this. Din mama can school for die. Papa can school for die. Benina can school for die. Compis can school for die. Comrade can school for die. Many hating can school for die. Laren can school for die. My Jesus school for Adri. Hansin shall head school for Adri. That's hand. Jesus shall head school for Adri. That grand loss. It's always there. Come unto me, all you who are labor and heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. This is Jesus. So where is this condemnation coming from? I have no time for this condemnation because I know God has forgiven me and has made me right. Okay, now, Isaiah, capital 50, verse 9. I think I'm not going to read so much. It's not good for young guys and boys like you. It's not good to read too much. It's good to sit down, discuss, and maybe we'll enjoy some coffee. Yeah. Okay, Isaiah, 50, he says what? You are very good, my friend. You know the Bible. That's good. Okay. Says what? Isaiah 50, verse 9. 50. Aha, good. Just read it yourself and understand it and just be happy with this word. Huh? He says, it is the sovereign Lord who will help me. Who is he that condemns? When I am weak, God is there. When I am down, God is there. When I burn out, God is there. When I this, God is there. When I'm depressed, God is there. When things are not working well for me, God is there. Even when I cannot write my papers, God is there. If I don't get a job, God is there. People will say all that manner of work, God is there. Because it is the sovereign Lord who will help me. Who is he that can condemn me? Who? So you have your freedom, my friend. Freedom to serve the Lord. Freedom to read his word. Freedom to join the prayer meeting. Freedom to come to youth meeting. Freedom to understand the principles of God. Freedom to share his word. And nobody can condemn you because it is the sovereign Lord that will help you. So, now, number one. Hey, sorry. Number one, are you enjoying me? Praise God. Praise God. I'm happy. Number one, it says, to avoid condemnation, one, we have to believe that God never condemns us. Then number two, if we blown it, we confess it. We tab out. We in Romede. In Romede. That is what God wants. If we confess our sins, He's faithful. Johann chapter N verse me. Adada. Ale Andre Johanne. Yeah, first day Johanne. First day Johanne. Ike Johanne. First day Johanne. Yeah. Let me do it quick. Adida? First Johanne. Yeah. You say Ike? Okay. First Johanne, capital 1, verse 9. It says that when we confess our sins, God is right to forgive us and cleanse us from all ultra-fadihet. Are you there? Can do lesser so we can hear it. Yeah.
Dersom vi bekjenner våre synder, han trofast og rettferdig, så han forlater oss syndene og renser oss fra all urettferdighet.
Amen. So, sometimes we step on each other's toe. Sometimes, you know, little lies here and there. And sometimes you are not very strong yourself. You go to God and you confess it, and God forgives you and make you clean again. Because He loves sinners, but He doesn't want to stand with what? Sin. Are you with me? He loves sinners. Jesus loves all of us. He said He was in the world full of sin, but He was without sin. So when we confess our sins, then He forgives us. It means that we don't condemn ourselves because He has forgiven us. Isaiah, capital N, verse 18. This is very beautiful. I love this one. Very beautiful. Isaiah, capital N, verse 18. Yes. Read it. So beautiful. Huh? Very beautiful. It said, come and let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Or your sins are like scarlet. They shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Come, let's settle this matter. God is throwing a hand to you. Karina, Anita, come, let's settle this matter. I created you. Come, let's settle this matter. Why are you crying? Come, let's settle this matter. Why are you confused? Come, let's settle this matter. Why are you isolating yourself? Come, let's settle this matter. Even if your sins come like scarlet, I love the Norwegian word. Oh, that this word is not there. Because that's pure. I love the word pure. If your sin is like pure. Imagine it. This is what God can do. Ooh, I love Jesus. So, number two, when we blow on it, let's confess it, and Jesus will forgive us. And then number three, accept the mercies of God. In order not to condemn ourselves, number one, God does not condemn us. Number one, we have to know that. Number two, when we blow it, we confess it. And then number three, we have to accept the mercies of God. That God, mercy. You know, His mercy is everywhere. I don't know if you know this song. Steadfast love of the Lord never fear. They are new every morning. new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. And then you add this one. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. You know how to sing it. Can you join me? I live for you. Have you heard that song?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, this is very common. Okay, so you accept the message of God. I don't know how you say lamentation. The Klagesang, eh? Klagesang, yes. Klagesang, chapter 3, verse 23, 2 to 23. Klagesang, Klagesang, Klagesang. Norwegian translation is very good. Lamentation means you are clagging. Yes, I have a few minutes. Okay. Are you there? Klager song. Are you there? Can you listen there? So we can, yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, they're here. One seat. Sorry. The clag of my friend. You know, it's here. You accept the message of God. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Because of the love of God, we are not consumed. Let me say something to you. I don't know if I should say this, but that is my private life anyway. Maybe I say to encourage you. You know, 1997, I was a missionary. And I was in a deep, remote village. Village. There's no water. There's no storm. It can't go there. So we drank from the stream. You know stream? But we have to put a chemical in it before we drink it. And there was no sewage. No sewage. It means that toilet is everywhere. You understand? But then I was saying to God, you brought me out of city into this village. And I look at how many, I lived there for 7 years, how many people I've spoken to that they have become Christians and they are following you. But life was difficult for me. So one day I went to beach, I slept there with my mattress and I was singing. I said, God, I want to live. I am tired. I am just tired. My family are against me because I went to school. I wanted to be a lawyer actually, but God called me. Because I know how to talk. So I wanted to be a lawyer. And now to become a politician, maybe one day president of my country. But now here I am working as a missionary. No salary, no money. We are living on support. And you live in a very remote area where the people in the village are even trying to move to the city. You understand? So I decided this. And then one day I was sleeping there praying. I took my bag. I was ready to move. And then I heard this word. Joe, where are you going? The question is, where are you going? Just because of money or what? The other thing, I don't want to say it. You understand? So this word means a lot. You say, because of God's compassion, because of his great love, we are not consumed. Sometimes when I hear people would brent or deprimed, before I didn't understand. So why? But it's good. I mean, but when you go through that situation, you have to understand this. That because of God's great love, you are not consumed. Of course, these things are there. I've also been depressed. I've also been outbrent. There was a time I didn't want to preach again. I didn't want to do anything, even here in Norway. But I just remember this word. That even if I am failing, even if I am not good, even if things are not right with me, even if I am dying, even if, oh, I don't see God around me, even if my prayers are not answered, even if things that I want in God doesn't come, his love for me is great than what everybody else can give me. Oh, you know, that is why I say I love you. You know, look at where I am now. I'm 56. 4 years, I'll be 60. And you imagine when I became Christian at the age of 18. And look at the stretches and stages I've gone through to this time. Do you think it was easy living in Africa? Even here, we have everything, but life is still not easy. for some of us, but we are still going on because of what? The great love. I remember one day I was standing, maybe some of you are not from Christian Science here, Coop Mega. I was standing there waiting for a bus. I saw two young Norwegian boys, I mean 14, 15. When they were coming to me, you know, they wanted attention. Oh, I don't think they were going to mob at me, 99. I think they wanted attention. When they come close, they started, Buffalo Soldier. Then I answered them, Trader Master. And then they say, And then I say, stolen from Africa, bring to America. And they say, wow, wow, wow. And they shook me. And then I said, what? Why did you sing this song? Hey, where do you come from? I said, I'm from Ghana. How long have you lived in Norway? I said, 10 years. Oh, wow, you are cool. You have this, I'm born. Do you have hashish? I said, no, I don't sell hashish. Because I have this red, gold, green. I said, I went out to play drums because there's a festival. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You are cool. And then I sat them down. We talk and talk and talk. And one of them was crying. You know, but if I have gotten angry because he's singing Buffalo Soldier, trying to show to me that I'm an African, of course I am. I won't deny that. But I met him with love because this love has consumed me. And because of that, I behave in the love that God has given me. So because of God's love, we are not consumed. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it said, because of faith, it said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to God must believe that God exists. Anybody who believes in God must believe that God exists. And he is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Anybody who seeks God will find him because he exists. So please, do not be deprived by all these sentiments. Just stay focused because you are not condemned. And the last one, number four, is know that, this is what I love, know that God is still working on you. God is what? Han albeit dem adai. You are like a pot. Eh? A pot in a potter's hand. He's molding and molding. Sometimes the pot will break a little. It's molding. You are not perfect. I am not perfect. You are not righteous. I am not righteous. I am not right. Sometimes I do mistakes. I fail. I step on people's toe. Sometimes I get angry. Sometimes things happen because I'm a human being. I'm not Christ. I'm not a spiritual being. I'm a human being. So many things happen to us. But in all this, Christ is still working on me. Praise God. Yes, Christ is still working on me. It doesn't matter how you look at me. You can say all that you want to say. Tell me that I'm a bad girl. Tell me that I'm a bad boy. God is still working on me. Tell me I don't know how to do it. Of course I don't know how to do it. But God is still working on me. Tell me I don't know how to read. I don't know how to do it. But God is still working on me. Tell me that you are not worthy. You are not right. You cannot do it. You are shy. This, God is still working on me. God is still working on me. God is still working on me. I want us to read this. Philippians, how do you say it? Paul's brief to Philippians. Yes. Capital N, verse 6. I love this. Then we are done. Thank you. Woo! Say, can you imagine they say that yai at trig po at handsome bain to sing good yanin in there skal fulfill then? Hail to Jesus Idag. I am confident that he who has begun a good work in you. Can you tell me who has begun a good work in you? Christ. Jesus Christ has begun a good work in you. And that good work he has begun, like you are sitting here today, it is not only about coffee, it is not all about talking to somebody, but the word of God has been planted in you. And this is Christ. He has begun a good work in you. And he's making sure that he is going to work on you till the day of Christ. And the day of Christ, do we know? I don't know. You don't know. So you don't give up. Don't give up, my friend. Shout over, no. It can you up. Yes, you saw Madara. It can you up. He is working on me. Just every morning, that is what I do. Sometimes even when I get angry because I have four kids, you know how it is. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I get angry, I go to my bathroom, I say, God, you are still working on me. Seldom I get angry or not. God is still working on me. And one day, he will bring me to perfection. One day, God will bring me to perfection. His love is still working on us. You are not perfect. I am not perfect. You are not righteous. I am not righteous. But his righteousness transformed me. Hansen rectified the head for Vandra mine. Jesus rectified the head for Vandra mine. Transform me. I cannot call myself righteous. He has made me righteous. Yes, 5 minutes. And Jesus see my weakness. He sees my failures. He sees my disappointments. He sees my fighting egos. He sees that I am not doing okay. But he's still working on me. He's still working on me. My wife one day asked me a question. We have all these kids, and they believe in Christ. What about if one day somebody come home and one of them come home, Papa, I want to marry this guy or this man. Without your faith, what will you do? You know, it's a quite challenging, yeah. You say, what can I do? I pray that God will continue to work on them. I want you to take this. When you go home, think about it, that God is still working on you. In order not to condemn yourself, Christ never condemns you. And then number two, when you confess, when you do something wrong, confess it. God will forgive you. And then number three, you accept the message of God. And the last one is that it doesn't matter what it is, Jesus is still working on you. You know, sometimes I have this Bible app that every morning I have ushered myself that obligatory, I have to read 2 chapters every day. So if I don't read it, I condemn myself. That I am so, Joe, why you have sinned against God because you didn't read. But I don't think I have sinned. Just that I am tired. And God understands that I am tired. And he's still working on me. So, this is my last word. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Come unto me. Matthew 11:28. Can you say to them, sister? Yes, now I'm done. 11:28. You say what? Is it there? Come to mine. Ali there some streve obare tunge birde. Thank for that. Sometimes we stress. I mean, this is true. Sometimes we stress. We stress. Sometimes even exam, we stress. How are we going? Because you didn't read so much, you stress. But Jesus is saying that, come. I am going to give you rest. I am going to give you rest. I am going to give you rest. That is very true. And says, therefore, I am with you. The thief come only to steal, destroy. Thief come bara or steal, or delege, or drepe. When God came that we have life and have it overflow. I love you. And my prayer is that this will continue and you'll be more and more here. Lord Jesus, I pray in your name. As a wonderful, loving people, you have brought them here tonight. Jesus, I pray that whatever their heart desire, Father, I pray you grant it for them. And I pray that, Lord, we see inspiration, motivation, and growth above our own comprehension. Bless Mission Suicide. Bless Pastor Frank. Bless other respective ministries, especially the youth who have sampled themselves, sacrificed themselves here just to listen to your word and hear your word and worship you and take your word across. Lord, bless them and bless them beyond boundaries. In your mighty name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you.